We begin by Ezra Hashem Yisbarach, Ketzah Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Lamed Beis, Seda Leil Yom Kippurim, Sefal B'dim Nesenu, Eilu, in our Medinas, in our communities, Dominigas Shekonim Kol Nidre, before Kol Nidre is recited, Moitzim Hagol Shebekol Sefer Torah, the most distinguished individuals in the community take out a Sefer Torah. Some places take out 3 Sefer Torah. Some places take out 7 Sefer Torah. Some places have the minig to take out all of the Sefer Torah that are in the Aron, and Mesabalei Sav Imasiv Habima, and we walk around the Bima, and the Anoshim and everybody in the Shul Mechapkim, Menashkim Sefer Torah, hug and kiss the Sefer Torah, or Mevakshim Mechila Slicha Koma Shekomu B'Kovet HaTorah, and they ask for forgiveness if they've done anything to defame the Sefer Torah. Mekamleim, they accept on themselves, Mehayoyim Ve'ela, from today and forward, Lachas B'Darka, to follow the way of the Torah. V'Emer Kam Apamim, and they say many times, Pasuk or Zeru of a Gomer, there are many different minhagim, how many times that Pasuk should be said. Some say 6, some say 7, some say 10, and some say that say that as long as they're walking around with the Sefer Torah. Vayimim Sefer Torah, Etzel Shlich Tzibah Yiminai, and one person stands with the Sefer Torah to the right of the Baal Tefillah. Vayir Echem Echshuv HaKoyel, Oymer Etzel Mismalai, Gamkinim Sefer Torah, and the other person should stand to the left of the Baal Tefillah with a Sefer Torah. V'amrim shloshtem, all 3 together, should say, B'yeshiva shamala v'chulei. Shlich Tzibah Kol Nidre shalosh pamim, and then the Shlich Tzibah says Kol Nidre 3 times, B'nigan ha'yidua, with the world famous tune. V'yesh l'chol adam l'amrim Shlich Tzibah b'lachash, everybody should say it along with the Baal Tefillah. Kol Nidre is said because the Aveira of somebody having made a nether, a vow, an oath, and not keeping it is so serious that we want to have all of them annulled as we enter into Yom Kippur. Even though everybody should say it quietly, they should say it in a way that they could hear what they're saying, because Hataras Nedarim, the Gemara in Masechta Nedarim teaches us, the Shulchan Aruch is only effective if you hear what you said. P'yesh le'as kol nidri b'ojoyim, Kol Nidre should be begun to be said while it's still day. L'ham Shabbai Ad Alayla, to continue until the night. L'ach Shama Shlich Tzibah Baruch Hu, after Shlich Tzibah says Baruch Hu, V'onu Baruch Hu V'chulei, and everybody else responded to that Baruch Hu, Machzirim HaSefer Torah L'Heichel, they put the Sefer Torah back in Daron Kodesh, V'chozrim L'mekoimam, and everybody goes back to their seats. If Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, they go back to their seats. The reason Kol Nidre should be said by day is because Haforos Nedarim, annulling Nedarim, should not be done on Shabbos V'yontif. And also, if Kol Nidre starts on time, everybody will be in shul on time, and nobody will chas v'shalom come to violate and come to shul late on Yom Kippur. When the Shlich Tzibah says Shachyanu, should have a mind to be mighty, everybody hearing the Shachyanu. Everybody should have a mind that they don't want to fulfill their obligation for Shachyanu with that bracha. He should say the words along with the Baal Tefillah. However, V'imal Asayim Kodem Shlich Tzibur, he should finish saying his Shachyanu before the Shlich Tzibur finishes saying Shachyanu, Kedei Shiyanu Amen, in order they should be able to say Amen. V'anashim Shabarach B'adlokas Ner Shachyanu, but women who already said Shachyanu when they lit the candles, V'kein Ish Imhidlik, if a man is the one that lights the candles in his home, U'berach HaShachyanu, and he already made a brach of Shachyanu, he shouldn't make the bracha Shachyanu now again. The night of Yom Kippur, and by day, we say Baruch Shem Kvod Mechus Olam Vod, B'kol Rom. And that's why, says the Mishnah Berurah, even if you're a person that normally you're saying the Pasuk Shema takes longer than other people. On Yom Kippur, you should say it quicker, that you should be able to say the Baruch Shem Kvay Mechusay together out loud with everyone else. Sevdal Yesha, I'm the Maraglaim, because Sidle, because say the Tfilas Aris, Bechol Ayoim, that those that stand the entire davening Yom Kippur by night and by day, Vim Nechleshu, and if they become weak, Yechayim Lismachle is a dover, they can lean on something. But Tam Amid, the reason that one should stand, is Liyas Tugmas HaMalachim, to be similar to the Malachim who always are standing. Okay, and Noshin Loyam, the women who are not like Malachim, should not stand. Mishamet Pamach Sadas Laskein Kol Yomav. If somebody once did this on Yom Kippur with the intention to do so in all the coming years, Vakach Roy Tzalachs, and now he regrets, Tzorach HaTor, he has to do HaTorah Snodorim on that minig. Sif Hei Yesh Nagim Lolam Beis HaKnesses, there's some people that stay to sleep in the Beis HaKnesses, V'loy Mashirz V'shbachos Kol HaLayla, and to sing and say praise of Hashem all night. And when somebody feels the need to go to sleep, but he's still in shul, he should distance himself from the Aron Kodesh. The Chazonim should not stay up all night. It will cause them to lose their voice. Before one goes to sleep, he should say the first four parokim of Tehillim, shame, misugolim li not mikari. That will prevent somebody from having an omission, Rachman Otzlan, on the night of Yom Kippur. Kesh bem shin vav tevis vabo zmarim. There's 306 words, and plus the number four, representing the four parokim. Oyle shin yud, which is the gematria 310, which is the same gematria as the word keri. Rosh v'sofer mizmarim, and then other numbers bring it to the count of 131. Communion Samol, the same gematria Samol, which is the malach, that is the malach that of the bad malach, so to speak. And have in mind, by saying these four parakavtelim, to remove that dangerous malach from us and from influencing us and harming us. One should not cover himself with blankets and pillows, etc., that will warm up the body. Certainly one should try, when he goes to sleep Yom Kippur by night, to not cover his feet, that will prevent that he should not have an improper emission Yom Kippur.